This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 18th. God's word to you today is your responsibility. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 119, verse 37, from the New International Version, and it says, "Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word." D.L. Moody says, "We are to ask with beggar's humility, to seek with a servant's carefulness, and to knock with the confidence of a friend." Based on the insight from this, we have learned that it takes humility to ask. The second learning from this is, it takes carefulness to seek. You cannot find what you are seeking if you do not seek it carefully. Seeking puts a demand on carefulness. If you're looking for an earring that dropped into a pile of clothes, you have to lift each one carefully. It takes carefulness to seek, and carefulness brings focus. What are you asking God for in this season of asking? Begin to seek for it. Begin to pay attention to it. The doctor has given you a bad report, and your request in this season has been for wholeness. You have asked by faith. Perhaps it is time to go back to the hospital by faith and ask for another test to be done. You need to pay attention. You focus. Carefulness brings focus. Psalm 123 verse 2 says, "Just as the eyes of the servant closely watch the hands of the master, just as a maid carefully observes the slightest gesture of her mistress, in the same way we look to you, Eternal One, waiting for our Father, waiting for our God to pour out his mercy on us." This is from the Voice Translation. You have asked, now you have to closely watch God's hands and watch out for God's body language, even in this season. In Jeremiah 17, verse 5 to 7, please read. The challenge with the man that does not see good when it comes is he is looking in another direction. He is not looking to God. Forget about that person of influence that you know and keep your focus on the God that created. Carefully observe God and let God take you to where he can take you. A lot of things are happening around us. A lot of distractions are everywhere. The truth is that we may not be able to control what we see, but we can control where we look. Sounds contradicting, right? But think about it and you will discover the truth in it. You may not be able to control what you see, but you can control where you look. This is true about help from God, your business, your career, your walk with God, and with personal purity. Let me give you an example. I was on a flight, and the lady sitting in front of me had reclined her chair to sleep. Her blouse had moved, and a portion of her cleavage was showing. When I got up to stretch my legs, I could not control what I saw. So I saw it, right? A voice said, "Look again." And I said, "No, I control where I look." So I did not see it more than once. You may not be able to stop what you see, but you can stop where you look. Control where you look. Let us pray. Father, turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.